All right, Jackie Coleman's The Bag of Spuds and the Bird in the Bush. Right? And then... Okay, I'll try not to play too fast. I'm a little pumped up right now. So...
Thank you.
Wasn't too slow, was it? I thought it would have been. Yeah, she's been on before and we haven't had any problems. So unless, I guess, okay. Yeah, we didn't have any, we haven't had any problems before, but I did see that in the chat. All right, so if you want to come in here, honey, you can do it in here. I think that's the New York jig, into the geese in the bog. And I apologize to the guitar players and accompanists. I didn't realize I didn't put the key signatures on there, so I apologize for that. I try really hard to make sure they're there, but I cut and pasted some of this stuff late last night, so my bad. I'll try not to do that again. So. Thank you. Is that better? Okay. Uh-huh. Good.
Well, there we go. So much for the two-room solution.
Yeah.
Does the New York Jig go by another name? It was in the session, but in one version, only one setting, and in C. And with nothing
really?
Left. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, yeah. The New York Jig, Alex,
also called... Patty's Resource.
Patty's Resource.
And I think it's in O'Neill's.
Patty's Resource.
Under that title. Yeah, Resource. I'll type it.
Okay. Oh, there's so many Patties. if you've got a link to it, Alina, that would be super to add.
All right.
I don't have a link, but it's probably in the session.
Somewhere. Just another name. I sure didn't. Thank you. Not even transposing the other one was working.
What do you got there?
I'm trying to decide. We're going to do some hornpipes. So let's do, because I really love this tune. I don't know how well I play it, but I do love it. So let's do the Taylor's Twist into the Western. So that's... And then... So that's in C, and the Taylor's Twist is in D. Okay?
Thank you.
Tune. I love the Taylor's Twister. Fantastic tune. So, was that tempo okay for you guys?
It was a shade fast, John.
Yeah, sorry, Kay. I'll try and I get too carried away sometimes. All right, let's go back to the reels, I think. So, let's do Tim Maloney's. I haven't done that tune in a long time. And the Morning Dew. Okay. So what do I have? Thank you. time. Set of tunes there. So
perfect, John, perfect.
Thank you, Kay. I trust you, Kay. You were right. I've known you a long time, so you don't usually say something unless you really have to. So I'm more pumped up after teaching, so I'm all right. So I was looking for something. Now, where the heck did I go? Oh, you're over here.
Gotta watch you when you're all pumped up.
Yes. Says she. All right. So I think we're gonna do so I just realized I kind of inadvertently repeated the same slides three times. I don't know how that happened like that. I guess I really wanted to play those slides. So we do Michael Russell's and The Star Above the Garter. And then we'll do the other ones later, the Brosnan and that. So I just got to remember how they go and grab a piece of candy. I'd share it with you, but... Have a piece. I can express to you how good it is, like they do on the cooking shows, or like,
John, did you get those on Vashon Island?
I did. I just got them today for the first time. Tum Tum Dutch Mix.
Nice.
They're really
look at the packaging.
What was that? Who is that?
Hold up the packaging so I can recognize it when next I'm up. Okay.
Where'd you get it?
Okay. It's like classic gumdrops.
I got them at the country store where we do the UPS stuff.
Oh.
Nice. So, I always mess up the beginning of this tune. I don't know why.
I can't help you with this one. Sorry.
I know it, but it's... Do the first part of that again. Why I have a brain fart on that beginning of that bloody turn.
That one?
See, See, I can play it when I don't have to think about it. All right, so we'll do that one. And then. Okay? I got it eventually. You know, when you have something, it's like we all go through that same thing. I've said this before, of course, but you know, you have something in your head and then you read something, it's slightly different, and then it completely throws you off. All right, let's go back to we'll go back to the jigs. So what do I have here? The Rose and the Heather and Tom Billy's. Let's do that. Jan approves. I heard a yelping in the other room. uh-huh. So the music starts with a D, and I usually play it starting with an E. So I don't know what you guys do. That's how I usually start the Rose and the Heather, but anyway. Okay, Ellen, how are you? Good to see you, honey. All right. Well, that D through. So we'll start with the D and I'll fall into it. 3, 4. Thank you. Lovely tunes. Haven't played that Tom Billy's in a while. How are we doing there? Are we doing okay? Any questions?
Those are great tunes.
Thank you, Alina. Is that Alina or is that somebody else? I wasn't even paying attention.
That was
Alina.
Me. Yep. Okay.
I recognized the voice. I wasn't seeing you, but I recognized the voice. Charles! How are you, brother?
Good, thanks. How are you, John?
I'm doing all right. How's everything in New Jersey?
We're about to get hit with a couple of inches of rain.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. We get hit with rain all the time here.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice up until now.
Yeah. Well, we got hit. We have great weather this week now. The rest of this week, we have great weather. Jerry, good to see you.
Dad, you can... Hey, John. How are you doing?
Not bad for an old fella, you know.
Something similar here, yeah.
Tim, good to see you, Tim Murphy. And
hi, Tim.
And who's this Irish? Who's that? Oh, that's a.
Is there a portal?
There's your buddies there. Jeremy.
It's Erwin.
Oh, hi, Erwin.
Erwin, good to see you.
Hey, y'all.
You made it. You found it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. No worries. I'm talking in my other meeting, so if there's a problem.
Okay.
Let me know.
Okay. Martha, how are you? Good to see you. All right. What do we want to do now? Let's do the Boys of Blue Hill and the Harvest Home. Why not? As my father would say, if not, why not? We probably did this a couple of weeks ago, but I love these tunes, so... So D and I think it's D and D, isn't it?
Thank you.
There you go. Love those tunes. So let's do the copper plates, the G and A minor copper plates. So those lads. You can tell it's coming up to dinner time. Starting to get hungry. All right, ready? G to A minor, I think. Right, Michael? And Alina put it down there. Oh, you know, before we start, we're kind of halfway through there. So let's do some, let's talk about stuff coming up and whatever else Michael needs to say. So I don't know if you know, but this week we have the very first Wheeland Master singing session. And it's a little light, and it's probably light because I don't know how many of you guys are into singing. I'm a little worried because I don't have access to a lot of singers or people that are interested in singing. So if you know anybody that might be interested, even if you don't want to come or can't come yourself, if you spread the word around, that would be fantastic. And get the word out. I know some people that have some singing clubs and that kind of stuff, but you're not going to get much better than Neve Parsons and Kathy Jordan and Claire Horgan all in the same bloody room. Well, they're not in the same room, but they will be. They're on the same channel, as they say, you know. And of course, we have Genevieve Galarneau from Olympia, Washington, a fabulous young singer, ethnomusicologist, very bright, talented young lady. So very exciting. Next week, a week from Saturday, we have Siobhan Peoples and Murdy Ryan. So that's going to be smoking. I just chatted with briefly today with Martin Hayes, so he's all set for the 1st of May. I don't know what's happening with COVID or any of that kind of stuff or how the country's going to open up, but we'll keep doing this as long as people come, right? So for the slow session and for the master session. So I've booked Katie McNally for the 22nd of May. And I have Dylan Foley is going to take one of those May dates. And I was just talking to John Doyle. We might have John Doyle and Eamon O'Leary for another date in May. So pretty fabulous stuff coming up. So please help out and get the word out. I know a lot of you are very loyal. And I certainly appreciate it and respect that. And I know it's hard for everybody to come every week. I know it's a lot of money on a monthly basis. So, but certainly if you could spread the word around, that'd be fantastic. And Michael, is there anything that you need to add? Okay, I just wanted to, I really want to clarify something. Not that anybody said anything to me, but I just don't want any misconceptions about what I am and what I'm asking for. I started Mondays with John 6 years ago, roughly 6 years ago, and I never asked for anything until the pandemic. And I do ask for tips during Mondays with John. I thought that was appropriate when a lot of people were doing it. And of course, I wasn't really able to work that much. I was doing reasonably okay with the pen turning stuff, but now I can't work very well with my hands, and my left hand is getting worse. But I started the slow session free, and it's always been free. And initially, I think some people asked about the tip jar information. And so I just want to clarify, I greatly appreciate, I don't want you to think that I don't, and I'm not going to stop you from continuing to do that. But I just want to clarify that I never started this with the intention of making it tip oriented. I'm certainly happy if you guys want to tip me. I'm not going to say no, especially in light of the situation that I'm in. But I just felt like it was really important for that to be understood. That I started this because I love to play, and I love all you guys, and I love the fact that we can get together and play some music. And that was my genuine thrust for doing the slow session. Because I've heard other people complain that some people are doing, you know, 2, 3, 4 nights a week with the tip jar thing, and I never intended. The Saturday master session is a little different because I'm bringing in amazing musicians, and they get paid, and I pay them, and we take it a little off the top. So that's a whole different ball game. So I hope that's okay. I don't want to ruffle any feathers or upset anybody, and I don't want to seem ungrateful because I'm very grateful. All right. So we just did hornpipes. You want to slow it down, or should we go back to? I guess we could do. We're going to do the copper plates. That's right. Yeah. It's okay. All right. We'll be right back. I love those tunes. Well, I love all the tunes, but... All right, how about... we'll do The Lark in the Morning and Jimmy Ward's. Is that good? All right. And then... great uplifting tunes, these tunes are. Brent, you're getting the fiddle out now. That's good.
Sorry, yeah, John, I'm giving it a go on the fiddle, putting the banjo down. Not giving it up or anything, but trying it out on the fiddle. So let's see what happens.
Well, I think if you play anything like you did on the banjo, you were going to be doing just fine, my friend.
Thank you so much for the encouragement.
All right. Ready. Thank you. Tunes, great energy in those tunes. I did forget, I wanted to mention one thing. So if you're really enjoying my session and you get a sense of what I'm like in a session, for those of you who don't know, I'm actually taking a group to Ireland. We've been trying to do it for the last couple of years, but got canceled because of COVID. But it's happening the last week of March 2022. So if anybody's interested, if you enjoyed the session now, just imagine what it could be like. Spend a week with me, 7 days or whatever it is, in Ireland along the Great Atlantic Way. I think it would be an awful lot of fun, and we'd have a lot of music sessions every day, special guests, all kinds of stuff, and of course some of the sightseeing and really great dining. Ireland is much better now for its food now than it ever has been. So I just got my first cookbook from Ireland, so I'm really excited about that. But you know, music and food and drink, what the heck else can you want? You know, well, family, of course, you know, and friends. So can't do it without all of those things. So anyway, just if you're interested, it's on my website, I think. I think the thing that's on my website might be the wrong date. I'm going to have to change it. But if anybody is certainly interested in coming to Ireland with me the last week of March, you can get in touch with me. I think we have 17 carryovers from 2 years ago. So we had a 22 initially, I think. But I think we have 17 people still going to come and do it. So it's going to be small, intimate crowd, kind of like this, well, less people than this, you know, what we have here now. We have 53, so, you know, 20 people, it's not too shabby. Anyway, I just figured, you know, if you got a plan ahead, the pandemic's going to be over, you're going to be ready to get out of the frickin' house and have some fun and do some, you know, fun stuff and travel. And what better way to do it than to go to Ireland with me, moi. This crazy guy right here. So, all right. So, saying that, let's do, let's get inspired and we'll do Inishere. For the Great Atlantic Way.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful, beautiful tune. All right. So, let's do the Cuckoo's Nest. Hornpipe. And I got Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine on the list. Okay. And then... cushion, stretch my neck, have a sip of my coffee. Okay.
Thank you.
I think I missed the third part on the last go around on the bloody cuckoo's nest or whatever it was called, right? I'm sorry about that, folks. I was excited to get to the Rhine. All right, so I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of distracted a little bit from my my neck. We'll play a couple more. We'll play a set of reels and see how I do. I might have to cut it short tonight. Starting to get too much pain. It's kind of distracting me a little bit. So let's do the Father Kelly's. Let's do Father Kelly's and Dowd's number 9. I love those two tunes. What I might do is if I'm really feeling the pinch in my neck, I might add. Maybe we do Music in the Glen or something after Dallas number 9 or something, and then call it quits. So. Sorry to do that, but just the nature of the beast, unfortunately. So, what did I say? Father Kelly. Okay, we'll do those three. Okay. Thank you. time.